The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are learning Simen Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Vav. Bipurim Arvis Shachris Umincha Omrim Al Hanisim. On Purim, on every Shmoneh Esrei, we say Al Hanisim. Bi'im Shochach Dino Kimo B'chanaka. And if he forgets to say Al Hanisim, the halacha will be the same as on Chanukah, which is that if he remembers before he says the Baruch Atah Hashem of that bracha, then he would go back to say Al Hanisim. However, once he completed the bracha, he may no longer go back to say Al Hanisim. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not mention it here, but the same thing would be true regarding benching. And that is that in any time one benches over the course of Purim, they should say Al Hanisim. And if they forget to say it by the time they finish the bracha, then they do not go back, although there's an extra halachamon that could be said later on in benching. Even though someone who has neglected to say Al Hanisim has still been yotze his tefillah, and he does not need to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that it is proper to have the chazan or the gabbai announce before Shmoneh Esrei that everyone should remember to say Al Hanisim. Now, of course, you can't do this by Shachris because you can't have an interruption between Geula and Tefillah, but certainly by Mincha it could be done, and by Maariv it could be done. An interesting question about Al Hanisim is whether someone who lives in Yerushalayim, whose Purim is celebrated on the 15th of Adar, should say Al Hanisim on the 14th of Adar. Rav Yaakov Emden and a number of other posts can bring down that it is proper to say it on the day when the rest of Klal Yisrael is celebrating Purim. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskins differently, and according to the Mishnah Berurah, those who live in Yerushalayim should not say Al Hanisim the 14th, but rather they should only say it on the 15th of Adar, which is the day that they celebrate Purim. What should a person do if they are accustomed to davening a long Shmoneh Esrei, and when they are about to get up to Al Hanisim, they see that the Shliach Tzibah, the Chazan, begins the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei? Now they know if they say Al Hanisim, they're going to lose out on an opportunity to say Kedusha with the congregation. So on this question, Rabbi Vadi Yosef paskins that they still must say Al Hanisim, despite the fact they will lose out on the ability to say Kedusha. Because although Al Hanisim is not ma'akiv, it doesn't require you to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei, nevertheless, lechachila, it is part of the takana of Chazal that it should be said on Purim. Now we are ready to discuss the details of Kriyas Megillah. Halacha Zayin. Chayev ko adam ben ish ben isha. Every person, whether man or woman, is obligated lishmoa kriyas haMegillah balayla ubayom, to listen to the reading of the Megillah both at nighttime and at daytime. Ulechein gam hapesulos yesh lahen alechas ubeis haKnesses. Therefore, even the young women, the girls who are not married, who normally do not go to shul, so they should make it. They should make sure to go to shul to hear the Megillah. V'im einon holchos, and if they don't go, shrichin likros lifneim bebayis, we have to read the Megillah for them in the house. V'gam esaktanim chayavim lachanechosam. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Tshuvas Minchas Shlomo, the first volume, paskins that one cannot fulfill their obligation of Kriyas Megillah by listening to it through over the telephone or with a microphone, because you have to hear the words of the Megillah directly. The Bir Halacha brings down that when we discuss bringing children to Kriyas Megillah, it is talking specifically about children who have already reached the age of Chinuch. The Kaf HaChaim says this would be for most children when they are about age 6 or 7. However, not everyone agrees with this. In the Tshuvas Chelkos Yaakov, he argues on the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that the halacha would be that you should bring children even if they are younger than the age of Chinuch. There would be a mitzvah to bring them in any case, because this is still part of Pirsum Hanes. You're publicizing the miracle. And consequently, even if you have a young child, as long as they're old enough to sit and not disturb others, it is proper to bring them to Kriyas Megillah. And this definitely does seem to be the what is commonly done. Halacha Ches. Megillah Shel Laila Aser Likros Kodem Tseis HaKachovim. The reading of the Megillah at night time, it is forbidden to read it before three stars come out. Even though someone is suffering a lot because of the fast, meaning because they were fasting that day and they have to wait to Kriyas Megillah, they still are not allowed to read the Megillah early. Ach yachol litom tzas kodem haMegillah, but they are permitted to taste a little bit before reading the Megillah. Kigon kofer ukadome, for example, to drink coffee and the like. Kidei lihischazek meat mechushas hatainis, in order to strengthen themselves a little bit from their weak state of the tainis. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is really for someone who is somewhat ill, or for someone for whom the tainus is very difficult for them. Otherwise, it would be better to read the Megillah first before tasting anything. How much would they be allowed to taste? So, what the Mishnah Berurah paskins, in the name of the Magen Avraham, is that up to a kibetza of pas, of bread or mizonos. The Kriyas Megillah of the night time can occur at any point during the night. It is not similar to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, where Chazal give us a limitation that it is supposed to be done up until Chatzos, up until Halachic midnight. By Kriya Shema, the reason why they say to do it up until midnight is because we're concerned that maybe someone will, if they keep on postponing it, they'll be negligent and they will end up missing out on the mitzvah in its entirety. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, it's a mitzvah which is so beloved to people, the Magen Avraham says that there's no concern that people would possibly miss out on the mitzvah. Nevertheless, the Elyur Rabbah points out that lichatchila, you should be careful to do Kriyas Megillah up until Chatzos and not later. But if you're stuck for some reason, you'd be allowed to do Kriyas Megillah at any point during that night. Halacha Tes. Mitzvah min ha-mufcha l'shmoa es ha-megillah b'beis ha-knesses b'mokam sheyesh rov anoshim. It is the ideal mitzvah to listen to the Megillah in shul in a place where there is an abundance of people. Mishum d'berov am hadrash melech. Because in a place where there's a lot of people, it demonstrates more of the glory of the king. Ulekol ha-pachos, at the very least, yireh l'shmoa osa b'minyan asara, he should see to it that he listens to the Megillah in a place where there's a minyan of 10 people. V'im e'afshal l'krosu b'minyan, and if he cannot read it with a minyan, yikro osa kol yachid mitoch Megillah k'shera, im ha-bracha shelefaneh. If a person cannot find a minyan, at least they should read the Megillah on their own, and they should make the brachos before it. V'im echad yodea l'krosa, v'ashar einam yodim. If only one person knows how to read it, and the others do not, yikra zeh shehu yodea, then the one who knows how to read it should do so. Vehem yishmu v'yotzen afapi she'enin asara. And they could listen and be yotze even though there's no minyan there. In other words, when there is a minyan, of course the way to go is to have one Baal Korah read it on behalf of everyone. If there is no minyan, what should be done is that every individual should read it on their own, and they should make their own brachas. However, if there is no minyan and only one person knows how to do it, then he could read it on behalf of the others, and he could be motzi them. Avo bracha shel acharea, but the bracha that's made after Kriyas Megillah, ein omrim rak ba'asara, that bracha is only made if there are 10 people. V'af below shem umalchus, yocho gam yochid la'omra. However, to say it, the bracha, without the shem Hashem, that even an individual would be allowed to do. Because of the principle of Berov Am Hadras Melech, that there's more glory in the mitzvah when you have an abundance of people together, if there's a shul that has many minyanim within it, the post can bring down that it's proper for all of those minyanim to come together and have one centralized minyan for Kriyas Megillah. Now, on the other hand, if having so many people together in one room will result in there being more noise and people will not be able to hear, you'd be better off having smaller minyanim so that everyone could hear every word of the Megillah reading. The Baal Korah, in order to be motzi other people, must be of the age of Bar Mitzvah. But if you have a boy who's just 13 years old, and it is questionable whether or not he already has the physical maturity of a gadol, the poskim say that he could be motzi other people in the Kriyas Megillah of the nighttime, since that mitzvah is only midrabanan. As opposed to the Kriyas Megillah of the daytime, he should not read on behalf of others, because there that is a mitzvah which is midivrei Kabbalah, which is basically like kedivrei Torah, which means that when we have a doubt, we would be machmer. So consequently, a young man who just recently became 13, he would be able to read the Megillah only at the nighttime of Purim, but not during the daytime. Throughout Halakha, whenever we talk about requiring a minyan of 10 people, it always means 10 male adults. However, when it comes to the requirement by Kriyas Megillah of having 10 people, here there's a question about the poskim whether or not you could count the women in the number 10. So, for example, let's say you would have 6 men and 4 women. Can that be considered having 10 people for Kriyas Megillah? What's interesting is that everyone agrees that if you would have 10 ladies, then that would certainly qualify as having 10 people. And the explanation for this is because the issue by Kriyas Megillah is Pirsum HaNes. We're trying to publicize the miracle. Therefore, it should not make a difference whether it's a public of 10 men or 10 women. Either way, you're still publicizing the miracle. Now, how about children? So the halacha would be that even children who have reached the age of chinuch, you cannot count them as part of the 10. In fact, if there are 10 children by themselves, they also cannot be categorized as 10. The reason for this is because they themselves are not required to hear the Megillah, but there's a mitzvah of chinuch to bring them there. As such, since they are not b'nei chiyuva, therefore we cannot categorize them as part of the 10. Now, what's interesting is, let's say there's one person who did not yet hear Kriyas Megillah. So what's brought down is that he can get together with 9 other people who did hear Kriyas Megillah, and collectively that could be considered as if there are 10 people there. Halacha Yud, Minag B'Kol Yisrael, Shehakore Eina Kore Mitoch Megillah Krucha. The custom in the entire Jewish nation is that the one who's reading the Megillah does not do so from a Megillah that is rolled up, Ela Poshet Oso, but rather he unrolls it, the Kofla Daf Al Daf, and folds over each page on top of the other, Kigon Igeres, as if he'd be reading a letter. Mipnei Shenikres Igeres HaPurim, because it is referred to in the Megillah as the Igeres, the letter of Purim. Aval Hashomim, but the listeners, if they have their own kosher Megillah, Einam Tzrichim LePashta, it's not necessary for them to do so, to open it up and fold it over. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that the popular minug is that the listeners do unroll it and fold it, as does the Baal Koreh, even though the poskim do not require this. Halacha Yud Aleph, Hakoreis HaMegillah Bein Bayom Ubein Balayla, one who reads the Megillah whether at day or at night, Mivarech Lefaneha Shalosh Brachas, he recites three brachas beforehand. The three brachas are Al Mikra Megillah, and secondly Sha'asa Nisim, and thirdly V'Shehechi Yanu. Ula'acha Kriyasa, after he finishes reading it, Korcha Kula, so he would roll up the entire Megillah, U'manicha Lefanav, and place it in front of him, U'mivarchin Berkas Harabes Rivenu, and he makes the final bracha of Rabbis Rebbeinu. Im Ovel Koreis HaMegillah, if there's an Ovel that is reading the Megillah, even though really the Mishnah Berurah points out that within a year after a family member, after a parent dies, that the Ovel is not supposed to read the Megillah, but let's say there's no one else who's available to read it, so then yivarech acharis habrachas mishum berkas shechiyano. So someone else should recite the brachas because of the bracha of shechiyano, which the avel is not allowed to say. The halacha that we must roll up the Megillah before we make the final bracha on it can be found in the Maril. The poskim explain that the reason that we have to close the Megillah before making the final bracha is so that no one should think that the bracha is written inside the scroll, inside the Megillah itself. This is similar to the idea by Birkas HaTorah, that when someone gets an Aliyah, before making the final bracha, they are supposed to close the Sefer Torah. Again, so no one should think that he's reading the bracha straight out of the Sefer Torah. Based on this, the poskim say that someone who is not making the bracha himself does not need to roll up the Megillah before the brachas in shul are made. So, for example, if the Baal Koreh is the one who is making the final brachas, as he should, and there are other people in shul who have a kosher Megillah, they are not required to roll up their own Megillahs before the Baal Koreh makes the bracha, because no one would suspect that the Baal Koreh is reading the brachas out of their Megillahs. Halacha Yud Beis, Bevircha Shechiyano Shel Yom, when reciting the bracha of Shechiyano on the Kriyas Megillah in the daytime, Yechavnu Gam Al Mitzvahs Mishloach Manos U'matanas Levyonim U'su'udas Purim. So they should have in mind to fulfill their obligation of Shechiyano also on the other three mitzvahs, being sending Mishloach Manos, and on giving gifts to the poor, and on having the Purim Su'uda. V'chein shliach hatzibar tzorach sheyichavein lahotzias hatzibar gam al mitzvahs elo. And similarly, the chazan who's making these brachas should have in mind that when he says the bracha of Shechiyano, that he should have in mind that he wants to fulfill the obligation of the tzibar on these other three mitzvahs as well. Because there's some element of doubt whether or not we should be saying Shehecheyanu on these mitzvahs, so therefore what we do is we cover the possibility that we would have to make a Shehecheyanu on those mitzvahs with the Shehecheyanu that we say on Kriyas Megillah of the morning. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that the Megillah could be read either standing or sitting. However, if it is being read b'tzibur, in front of a congregation, then out of cover of the tzibur, it is proper for the Baal Korah to stand, although everyone else can sit. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that in any case, when the brachas are being said, then it is proper for both the Baal Korah and the listeners to stand. The common minhag is that when the Baal Korah reads the Megillah, he wears a talus. This is true both by night and by day. And that there are two people who stand there with him, one on his right side, one on his left side, while he is reading the Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that in the morning of Purim, people should wake up early in order to go to shul early. Now, this is actually one of 5 days that the post can bring down that is proper to wake up early. The other days are Hoshana Rabbah, Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, and Rosh Hashanah. Now, the reason why we are told to wake up early is because there's so many mitzvahs to do in these days, there's so much that has to be done, we don't want to lose out on opportunities because we're sleeping. But what would happen if someone would wake up late and come to shul late? And they would get to shul just in time for Kriyas Megillah, but they have not yet said Birkas HaTorah. Is it permissible to listen to the Megillah reading before saying Birkas HaTorah? So there's a very interesting tshuva from the Beis Ephraim. He writes that the Megillah's Esther is different than other parts of Tanakh. He said it was meant to be read as a kriya rather than meant to be learned, and therefore there is no need to say Birkas HaTorah before reading the Megillah. Now, many poskim argue in him, and they say the fact is that you do need to say Birkas HaTorah, certainly before you learn it, and even more, and as well as before it is read in shul. Halacha l'maisa, it is proper to make sure that you come to shul on time. But in case you don't, at least be certain to say Birkas HaTorah before Kriyas Megillah in order to avoid any doubts. On Purim day, if a person does not have access to a Megillah, in which case they will not be reciting Shehecheyanu, not just on the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, there also will not be a Shehecheyanu said that will be covering the Mishloach Manos and the Suda and the Matanos of Yonim. So nevertheless, they should not make an independent Shehecheyanu on these other mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah explains that these are things that are commonly done. Having the Suda is done every Shabbos Yontif. Giving food presents to people is done often enough. And giving tzedakah is also something that's regularly done. So therefore, they do not qualify as an independent Shehecheyanu. Now, one of the questions that the poskim ask on these other mitzvahs is, why is it that there's no Birkas HaMitzvah in it? Why don't you make a bracha of Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosa B'Tzivanu Al Matanos Lavyonim or Al Mishloach Manos? So they say that any mitzvah that is dependent upon other people, there would not be a bracha. So since Matanos Lavyonim is dependent upon the recipient accepting the gift, and the same thing is true of Mishloach Manos, therefore they would not get a Birkas HaMitzvah.